write the lyrics to change the game. Nothing's ever gonna be the same. It's the verse effect. It's just the verse effect. It's the verse effect. It's the verse effect. It's the verse effect. I write the lyrics to change the game. Nothing's ever gonna be the same.
Welcome to The Verse Effect, the podcast that analyzes and discusses lyrics from groundbreaking hip-hop and rap songs. I'm Camille, cultural critic and lover of lyrics that mean something.
And I'm Roderick, hip-hop historian at heart, record collector by habit, and someone who still rewinds verses to catch every bar.
Today's episode is all about Check the Rhyme by A Tribe Called Quest, an anthem that celebrates friendship, creativity, and cultural roots. It's one of those tracks that reminds you why Tribe is so essential to hip-hop's story.
No question. From the very first line, it sets a tone. Personal, nostalgic, and full of purpose. Let's break it down.
That opening line, back in the days on the Boulevard of Linden, we used to kick routines and presence was fitting. It just sets the whole vibe, doesn't it?
Yeah, instantly you're there. In Queens, on Linden Boulevard. But it's more than just a location. Linden is a time capsule. It's where Q-Tip and Fife Dawg started building something that would change the sound of hip-hop forever. Those early cypher sessions, those freestyle routines, that's the real origin story. And it's not just nostalgia, it's cultural grounding. It's them saying, we didn't come out of nowhere, this started on the block with our people.
Exactly. And that's such a core piece of who Tribe was. While a lot of early 90s hip-hop was becoming more stylized, more about personas, image, bravado, Tribe leaned all the way into authenticity. This line feels like a rejection of artifice. They're not inventing a story, they're documenting it. Real voices, real routines, real roots.
Right. And that's classic Native Tongues, radically honest, joyfully black, deeply rooted in both community and creativity. You can feel the legacy of the cipher in that phrase, kick routines. It's about mutual elevation, not just solo stardom. Now, speaking of elevation, can we talk about that call and response? You on point, Fife? All the time, Tip. I swear, I still get goosebumps when I hear that, every time.
It's absolutely iconic, but it's also deeply meaningful. That exchange isn't just a hype move, it's a ritual, a check-in, a trust fall. It's like jazz, two players riffing, responding, syncing up. Or even like Black church tradition, where call and response creates community in real time. Tribe's flow has that same kind of spiritual symmetry.
Totally. You can feel the respect between them. That back and forth is a metaphor for creative partnership. It's not just a routine, it's a statement of unity. Like, we're sharp, we've rehearsed, we're ready, let's go.
And it's joyful too. There's laughter in it. Playfulness. You're not just listening to two MCs trade lines. You're hearing two friends push each other higher. And that spirit of collaboration? That's a core ingredient in Tribe's magic.
So let's shift to one of the most powerful affirmations in the whole track. 100% intelligent black child. In just 7 words, Fife dismantles 1,000 media narratives.
That line still gives me chills. In 1991, you've got the crack epidemic ravaging communities, police surveillance increasing, and the mainstream media framing young black men as threats. Then here comes Fife, proudly declaring his brilliance. He doesn't ask for validation, he just claims it. That's powerful.
Absolutely. I was a teenager when I first heard that line. It hit me like a lightning bolt. It wasn't preachy or academic. It was real, confident, defiant. It gave so many of us permission to believe in our intelligence and our worth.
And that's what Tribe did so well. They made you feel seen. They infused their music with affirmation, without turning it into a sermon. That line is self-love, cultural pride, and resistance all in one.
And it still resonates today. That's the beauty of it. Timeless truths wrapped in bars.
Of course we have to include the historic line. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. Legendary.
Man, that line still echoes through the industry. It's blunt, it's unfiltered, and it's devastatingly accurate. Especially when you think about how many artists, particularly black artists, were being taken advantage of by major labels.
It wasn't just a clever diss, it was a warning. Tribe was pulling the curtain back. They were saying, if you're getting into this game, know the stakes, know who you're dealing with. And they weren't wrong. Decades later, we're still hearing about shady contracts, streaming royalties, copyright battles. Tribe called it early.
That line helped spark a bigger shift in consciousness. The idea that artists could, and should, demand more control, more transparency. You could say Tribe helped plant seeds for the indie movement, and even for artists owning their masters today.
And fans felt it too. We were learning right alongside the artists. Tribe wasn't just performing, they were educating us.
And then Tribe hits us with a firm boundary. Rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop. That line is like a slap on the wrist to the whole music industry.
It's a line in the sand. In 1991, hip-hop was blowing up, crossing over into MTV, radio, ad campaigns. But Tribe said, we're not a product, we're a culture.
Exactly. It's not about rejecting success, it's about protecting authenticity. Even when they had hits, Tribe never watered themselves down. They kept the soul intact, and that mindset helped define alternative hip-hop. They proved that you could be experimental, jazzy, abstract, Afrocentric, and still connect with people.
That line is a challenge, not just to executives, but to fans. It's like, if you love this culture, respect it. Don't reduce it to a commodity.
And that's why it still hits. It's not just a lyric, it's a truth.
So when you look at Check the Rhyme as a whole, it's more than a single. It's a mission statement. It's Tribe saying, here's who we are, here's where we come from, and here's what we stand for.
They were cultural historians, social critics, lyrical architects, and just straight-up dope MCs. They brought in jazz, they made Afrocentric ideas feel cool, and they never compromised their voice.
And the love between Q-Tip and Fife? You feel it in every bar. That chemistry, that trust, that joy, it's what makes this song timeless.
It's no exaggeration to say that Check the Rhyme set the tone for a generation. From Kendrick to Little Sims to Tyler the Creator, you can trace the lineage right back to Tribe.
They gave us a design, not just for how to rhyme, but for how to show up, with heart, with purpose, and with your people.
All right, that's it for this episode of The Verse Effect. Thanks for vibing with us today as we broke down a track that didn't just change the game, it rewrote the rules. And if you liked this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave us a review, and of course, check the rhyme.
Bye everyone, keep listening, keep questioning, and most of all, keep it real.
It's the verse effect, it's the verse effect. I write the lyrics that change the game. Nothing's ever gonna be the same. Nothing's ever gonna be the same. I write the lyrics that change the game. Nothing's ever gonna be the same. Nothing's ever gonna be the same.